Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. Let's talk about the death of O.J. Simpson and race politics in America, the legacy of the O.J. verdict. All of that on today's show. So as we know, O.J. Simpson is dead, died from cancer. He should have died in a prison cell or with a needle in his arm and a bag over his head in a state facility somewhere for the death penalty. And instead, he finished his days playing golf in Las Vegas well before he lost his battle with cancer, playing golf in Las Vegas. Partying, taking selfies with a very obtuse people who seemed to think that O.J. was still some celebrity worth talking to. The whole situation of O.J. Simpson's verdict, what he did, the case, it is grotesque, really beyond words. And one thing that I wanted to get to, and we discussed this today on the radio show, when the jurors say that they did this, they found O.J. not guilty as a payback for Rodney King. I just want to know how much of a white guilt human sacrifice would be sufficient. Was it really just the two? Based on what? Why not more? Why not say that it should be 100 people who are murdered for no reason other than their skin color and a sense among some in society that racial injustice justified their murder? Because society is so racist, it's really thinking along the lines of societies that do human sacrifice. You know, oh, we'll kill these people because that will make certain gods happier with us. It is the most irredeemably awful and immoral thing to do in the name of justice. I mean, to say that somebody should be allowed to murder people because you don't like what other things have happened in history. This would destroy society in its entirety over time. I mean, race politics is poison. It is pure poison because you can never make it go away. If you adapt the theory, unfortunately, the Democrat Party has done this, and this is true of the left in America today across the board. If you take the approach that historical wrongs can be righted by doing wrong today, by harming innocent parties, innocent people today, you have destroyed the foundational concepts of morality, which is individual responsibility, individual culpability, and there's no end to it, right? It just turns into whatever the whims of the mob may be. Now, the mob is angry, so people have to die, and people have to die because of racial injustice. And if those people who die happen to be white, in the case of the OJ trial, well, then that's just too bad for them. It's horrifying to see some of the voices out there who still try to pretend that there was anything other than a horrific miscarriage of justice from the O.J. Simpson trial. And this is showing, I think, a lot of people the moral rot that is at the heart of the Democrat left when it comes to race issues. O.J. Simpson nearly decapitated two people. One of them was the mother of his children. The other was a completely innocent bystander who just happened to be in the very wrong place at the wrong time. I still to this day think that one of the most important sequences in the People versus O.J. Simpson show that was on back in 2016 on FX, very good series, very well done, was when Ron Goldman's father in the show, played by an actor, but Ron Goldman's father starts just completely has a breakdown in front of Marcia Clark, the prosecutor, saying, you know, my son is murdered here. It's all about OJ and his wife and the politics and race and all this other stuff. He's like, my son was just murdered by a man for no reason other than he was just there. And and they're treating him like an afterthought. You know, where's the justice for my son? I mean, I got choked up watching that scene. I mean, I can't imagine what the Goldman family went through with all of this. And of course, Nicole Brown's family too. But there was a focus, at least, on OJ killing his wife. The fact that he killed this other person, another white guy, or another white person, and it was always this like afterthought, as though it wasn't as big of a deal in the press, at least. And that's appalling. It is appalling. The OJ verdict. Any voices that you've heard who have ever cheered for it should be ashamed of themselves. The jurors who acquitted O.J. Simpson, their decision should live in infamy. They are moral failures, and they did something that was atrocious. The narrative that was pushed by some that this was about like L.A. PD racism or whatever is an absolute garbage, as we all know. And it's just it's a reminder of the same mentality that's in BLM and all this, oh, the cops are so racist and law enforcement is racist and destroy society. Every person is responsible for their conduct. And every person has to be held to account for their conduct. And there should be no excuses made for anyone because of something that happened, whether it's 200 years ago or, you know, 2 days ago, if it didn't involve anybody who is at issue. What happens elsewhere in society is not at issue in a trial where a man murders his ex-wife and a bystander. It was a wake-up call, I think, in American society, a wake-up call for the poison of race politics and just the depths of the victim mentality in some segments of our society, that anybody could think that this was a makeup call. A makeup call for what? What does that mean? As I've said, why stop there? Why not say that we need to have 100 people murdered, 100 white people murdered, in order to start to make up for the sin of racism in this society? You say, well, that's obviously monstrous. Yeah, what OJ did is monstrous. But they were willing to justify that? They're willing to say, oh, well, you know, that's the price we had to pay as a society. That blood price was acceptable. It's disgusting. Disgusting. So I feel very strongly about this. And I'll tell you, it's a reminder for me. This played into I was 13 years old when the verdict came down. And I remember thinking, everybody who was in favor of this, those are the bad guys. Everybody who was in favor of the acquittal, and they made excuses. Oh, you know, if it does not fit, you must acquit. I mean, they were on the wrong side of this equation morally. And everybody who wanted a guilty verdict and saw this for what it was, they were on the right side of the equation. And it's largely broke down along partisan lines. So I think in my formation as a conservative and as a Republican, this played a role in my thinking, to be sure. I don't care about any historical inequity. If a If a black man was killed, if an Asian man or, you know, woman was killed, Hispanic, if they were killed unjustly, if they were murdered, I would want their murderer to be punished. It doesn't matter what their race, the murderer's race is, what the history that you can tie to the country. No. Or what the police department has done in the past. I don't care. I wouldn't care about any of that because it is morally irrelevant. So it's a point of clarity here as we honestly take a moment to speak ill of the dead, because OJ deserves to be spoken ill of. OJ deserves to have his memory spoken of in this way, because this is who he never took responsibility for his actions. He was a criminal. He was a malignant narcissist, a disgraceful. He was given so much, by the way. So many God-given gifts. I mean, his amazing football talent, so rich, so famous, so beloved. A monster. A monster. So that's how I feel about that. Also monstrous, the Washington Post's headline on a police-involved shooting, speaking of race, politics, and this country. We'll get to that in a second. I'll talk to you about gold for a moment here. More Americans are buying now than at any time previously. Some are even trying to buy it at big box stores like Costco. That's right. They're buying gold at Costco, my friends. The price of gold has gone up some 13% recently. Price and value of gold is directly connected to world events, has only grown in value over time. It's why I have gold as part of my financial plan. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for my gold and precious metal purchases. Nobody can predict the future, but we can prepare for it. The Oxford Gold Group, they are real pros at this. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-G-O-L-D. 833-995-GOLD. So here's the Washington Post headline. And I think everybody sees exactly what's going on here. Police fire 96 shots in 41 seconds, killing black man during traffic stop. This just happened. And you see that headline and you say to yourself, hold on a second. Is this a case of racist police officers? Because that's what it sounds. That's what the headlines meant. They fired so many bullets at a traffic stop. Why would that be necessary? Well, maybe it is because this happened last month. The body cam footage is out. Dexter Reed pulled his gun and shot at cops 11 times. Is there a more clear-cut instance of using lethal force as a law enforcement officer than when someone draws a gun and is firing at you? I would want to know, what does the Washington Post here, this writer is Jennifer Hassan at the Washington Post, why did she construct her headline this way? Why did she leave out that the individual shot at cops? They were returning fire. It's on video. There is no doubt to the authenticity of the video. It is very clear. Everyone agrees it is real. The facts are not in dispute here. So why do this? Well, it's malicious. It is meant to scratch at and reopen racial wounds and racial grievance in this country. And I don't think it's at all a coincidence that this is happening at a time of Democrats lagging in the polls, Joe Biden looking really weak going into his reelection effort. And they would like BLM 3.0, if they can. They would like a mobilization of the black community around a lie of police violence. That is what they are going for here. They want to tell people something that is untrue, to get them very upset, to create the circumstances for riots in the streets. People, these kinds of headlines, the Washington Post has written here, people will die because of this. If there are riots and buildings are burned down, people will lose their businesses. Cops will be assaulted. There'll be people that are severe, you know, go to the hospital, severely injured because of this. And that is what the Democrats want, because they think we deserve that as a country. Imagine you're one of these police officers. and you had to use lethal force against this person who tried to murder cops. I mean, if you're firing at close range, your handgun at police officers, you're attempting murder. This guy, Dexter Reed, attempted murder of police. And he died. He was shot because of it. The cops did the right thing. They did the just and moral and lawful thing. And there's all this attempt to create this. Oh, why for a traffic stop? I don't know. Why did he pull a gun and start shooting at police officers? That's the only question we really need to answer. And or that they should really want to answer. And there is no answer to it because the guy's dead because he pulled a gun and shot a police officer. So what else do we have to know? However disgusting and disgraceful you think the Washington Post is, it's not disgraceful enough. I'll give you some more thoughts on, I think, where all this is going here in just a moment. But I got to tell you, I'm drinking Crockett coffee right now, which is my coffee brand. As in, Clay and I started this along with my brother, Mason. We have launched a Great American Coffee brand. We absolutely love it. I drink it all the time. I'm drinking it right now. It is delicious. And I hope you'll subscribe. And I hope you subscribe and get a bunch of it, meaning get at least $60 worth, because then the shipping is free. Coffee is good for months. And so get 4 bags. That'll get you about $60. Even better, subscribe. Then you get 15% off overall. This should be your coffee. It is absolutely delicious. We found the best coffee we possibly could. And it took months and months. We did taste tests. I'm a coffee drinker, so I really wanted it. You'll see. It's delicious coffee. That was point one on this. But also, we want to build Crockett, as in the spirit of Davy Crockett, into a brand that represents America, a celebration of history, the frontier, and pioneer spirit. Coffee is just the first product we're doing. We want to do other products as well. We want to build a company that reflects our values and our vision of America. And we also want it to be something that is an advertiser on other shows like this one that share our values and that will never back away from shows because of politics. Oh my gosh, we're scared. Too many of these companies build their name in the conservative media space. And then they get big, they start making real money, and they say, oh, we don't want the headache of supporting conservative content creators anymore. We don't want to be on their shows anymore. We will never do that. We will always stay on the mission. Great products for you at great prices, great coffee in this case, and supporting our causes, including Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which we have partnered with as well at Crockett Coffee. So we're doing good with this money in a whole range of ways and with the sales of this coffee. So go to CrockettCoffee.com. Please subscribe today. That's Crockett Coffee, CrockettCoffee.com. You know, I think we're starting to see a little bit of the desperation of the Democrats on the Biden issue, because they need some kind of a why to reelect Biden. Obviously, abortion is going to play a big role in this. Abortion is going to play a big role in the Democrat effort to get Joe Biden reelected. But also, they need the black vote to come out 90% plus in favor of Joe Biden, as they generally do in presidential elections. And so they can't speak to Joe Biden delivering for the black community because he hasn't. And they know that. Or it's particularly younger black male voters. No, Joe Biden has not delivered for them. Black female voters are still very solidly in the Democrat camp, but younger black male voters, I think, are winnable for Republicans, which is great. And we would welcome as many of them as are possibly willing to come and vote Republican. That would be fantastic. I hope that this is, you know, we get our hopes up on the right a lot about getting more of the black vote. As conservatives, we want more of the black vote. It has not happened really in recent elections. And it's a continuing disappointment, I think, when we get our hopes up for it. But it would be great if it started to happen this time around. But I don't think it's possible for someone like Joe Biden or the Washington Post newsroom or so many others to say they love the country and then to present this case of this shooting in Chicago as anything other than a justified use of force by law enforcement. I don't see, because if you lie to people and say that it wasn't justified, you are trying to tear the country apart. And that is absolutely what Democrats are doing with this. That is their intent. All right. You know, here on the podcast, I cut through the noise, the nonsense, the ulterior motives. Obviously, it's a central mission here. My friend Mark Chaykin, my colleague Mark Chaykin, he does the same thing for the U.S. stock market. That's right. When it comes to investments, he cuts through the BS. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years, and across those decades, he invented three new indices for NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are about to miss out on a critical turning point in this AI frenzy. He's calling this a new dawn for U.S. stocks and predicts dozens of specific companies will be impacted in just the next 90 days. That's why Mark has agreed to share one of his favorite AI stocks with you now for free. All you have to do is go to 2024AIStock.com. That's 2024AIStock.com, paid for by Chaikin Analytics. All right, team, that's the Buck Brief for today. If you're listening on audio, please subscribe. We're almost at enough YouTube subscribers that we reached the like official and monetization phase. I think we need like 100 more or something. This is maybe the fifth YouTube channel I've had to launch over the years because they always shut me down. Let's just keep it going. I'd love for more of you to watch on the video, so please subscribe. Type in Buck Brief when you go to YouTube if you're listening on audio. Also on Rumble, Buck Brief. Check us out there. And yes, there we have it. Shields high. Born on America's darkest day of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays the mortgage on the family home to lift the financial burden. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. Through the Foundation's Homeless Veteran Program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless veterans. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. Because all veterans who honorably served, whether in peacetime or war, deserve our nation's gratitude. People who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities need your help now more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.